Well, there's the fanfare. That means it's time to welcome to the studio Matt O'Lean. He is our resident movie maven, and you're going to talk about the new movie based on a novel by Charles Dickens.
The Personal History of David Copperfield. Now, this is maybe my favorite version of any David Copperfield. The 1935 version with W.C. Fields and some others is kind of the gold standard. This is it's a hilarious movie. I know what you're saying. It takes place in Victorian England,
right,
when people were starving and in poverty.
Child labor.
Yes, all that fun stuff. But director Armando Iannucci, who is kind of known as a satirist, he kind of combines Dickens with Monty Python with Wes Anderson. So you have these hilarious scenes going on. You feel like you're watching a comedy, but it stays true to the spirit of Dickens. I laughed out loud multiple times just because of the way the beats were edited, mm-hmm, and the way Dev Patel, who plays David Copperfield, is so hilarious with his comic timing. But there's serious parts in it as well. But it has this kind of feel to it, like you're watching kind of a comedy, which also talks about serious issues. The other thing the director did was he cast a diverse cast. So what you see, Ashley, is David Copperfield, played by Dev Patel, who's from India. You have Agnes, who is his love in the film, played by a black actress. You have an Asian person playing a role. You have white people. It's all like this amalgamation of different ethnic backgrounds, but nobody notices. So it's, mm-hmm, filmed as if this is the way it always should have been. No color distinction, no class distinction. Of course, there's class distinction in the film, but it's not based on color. It's based on wealth and upbringing, which was, you know, the big deal, class system in Great Britain. So, mm-hmm, that's fascinating. And at first, you're kind of trying to connect the dots, like what this means. And then you just go with it after that. Mm-hmm. And it's totally fine. There's some other comic elements, too, like Micawber, who's a key character in the book, played by Peter Capaldi from Doctor Who fame. He's always trying to escape debtor's prison, if people know the backstory of the Micawber character. But as the film goes on and David ages, Micawber and his wife, they have these kids, and the kids never get older. They're always young, screaming, wanting food. So that's kind of this comic thing that is hilarious throughout the whole film.
I mean, it feels like that from a parenting perspective. Sometimes it feels like they just won't stop screaming and eating.
It's actually hilarious. And Tilda Swinton is in it. She plays his aunt. She's hilarious. She's great in this role. But the real scene stealer is Hugh Laurie, mm-hmm, from House fame, as, mm-hmm, Mr. Dick, who is this kind of crazy inventor. And he is just so funny in this film. I really hope he gets his first ever supporting actor Oscar nomination. I think it's possible. This is one of my favorite movies of the year. It is in theaters now. If you're not comfortable going to theaters, it should be streaming soon. But the makers wanted to get it in theaters, kind of get it out there in kind of the second or third week that theaters are open around the country. Loved it.
It did look very, very charming. And I had a similar thought to what you were saying. I was like, Dickens. I mean, we have the whole word Dickensian, mm-hmm, to sort of talk when something is, you know, depressing. And it's always about social justice. And he was great in bringing those issues to light. But humor and lightness is just not something I associate with the word Dickensian. So
no, there's several hilarious moments, like when David is first in love with Dora, whose father he works for in this law office. And Dora has this little dog, and she talks to David Copperfield, but then she'll put the dog up in front of her face and talk
the
dog. And then David kind of plays along. He's sitting next to an apple tree. Oh, yes, I'm an apple tree. And you're just rolling in the aisles watching this. I was the only person in the theater rolling in the aisles because I was the only person at the movie. But there's little moments like that that are clearly put in by the director, Armando Iannucci, mm-hmm, that have nothing to do with Dickens, but it makes it funny. But then they always get back to, you know, living in poverty and, mm-hmm, David trying to make something of himself. Ben Whishaw is also very good as the evil Uriah Heep, who's really the evil person in the whole film, who tries, yeah, to, you know, embezzle money from the law firm and whatnot. But this is a brilliant film. I hope it gets some Oscar love in this very strange Oscar year that we're only halfway through right now, because, as you know, even through February, those releases will be eligible for the 2020 Oscars. So we're in a 14-month release time span here that we've never seen before. But I urge people to go see this, and it should be streaming soon. Again, if you'd prefer to wait and not go to the theaters.
Well, it looked like even the costuming and just the color, the actual color tone of the film, and I only saw the trailer, but I was struck immediately by even just the actual colors chosen for the film.
Yes, it's a very bright film. So the only complaints I've seen from some critics is that because it's so colorful, because it's so funny, the kind of poverty and social justice undertones of Dickens are sort of – they're not really on the surface. But those do appear, and I was okay with how they did it, because sometimes you do need to breathe new life into an old story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Oliver Twist was made into a musical that won Best Picture. So there's lots of different ways to shoot Dickens, and Armando Iannucci has given us a new one.
We do have a remembrance this week. It sounds like we lost an actor far too soon.
I had no idea. He was fighting colon cancer for 4 years, and he apparently shot Black Panther in the last two Avengers films with colon cancer. So what a person to be admired, that he fought through that and did his work and didn't make a big deal out of it. And nobody knew. I assume his Marvel friends knew, the actors and actresses.
And we're talking about Chadwick Boseman.
I'm so sorry. Yes. Chadwick Boseman. What a loss. He played Jackie Robinson. He played Thurgood Marshall. But of course, Black Panther is what he'll always be known for. But what a loss. I mean, what a career that was in front of him. Denzel Washington, you know, famously was really a mentor for him and is very upset by the
paid
past.
Paid his tuition.
Paid his tuition. It. And really, he was able to portray dignity on the screen in a very charismatic way. And that's not an easy thing to do as an actor. But I love some of his moments in The Last Avengers when Captain America shows up and he says, "Get this man a shield." You know, just little lines like that where he's so good. But what a loss. Very, very tragic news.
We do have an Oscar trivia for this week, and going back to the theme of the film being based on a Charles Dickens novel, what adaptation of A Christmas Carol won an Oscar? It win.
I am going to say Scrooge, the musical in 1970 with Albert Finney, probably music adaptation or something like that?
Nope.
Short okay.
Short film. Great. In 19...
Oh, it's a short film.
Yeah. There was an animated version.
Oh, an animated short of a Dickens.
Yeah.
That won an Oscar. Then it's probably... Is it Mickey's Christmas Carol?
No, it was just A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. What came year? Out on TV in 1971,
okay.
Won an Oscar in 1972.
Did not know that. Good one.
We've been to the movies with Madeline.